The U.S. National Security Agency has justified tracking the data of millions of people wherever they are in the world. The NSA says its tracking of cell phones overseas is legally authorized under a presidential order. The intelligence agency says it isn't tracking every foreign phone call and it takes measures to limit how much U.S. data is collected. It was revealed earlier this week that the NSA gathers up to 5 billion records every day on the location data for hundreds of millions of cell phones worldwide. Documents supplied by whistleblower Edward Snowden detail how the NSA is applying sophisticated mathematical techniques to map cell phone owners' relationships. To discuss this more, I'm joined from San Francisco by Mark Mason, political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Mason, tell us how and why such secret surveillance is legal.
It's not legal. It's illegal. It's not only illegal, it's unconstitutional. The Fourth Amendment to the United States Constitution states quite clearly in a sentence or two that the government cannot collect data, information, personal effects of American citizens without due process, without a court order, without going before a judge and presenting probable cause that a specific person or persons are committing or are about to commit a crime. Everything else that the NSA does is totally unconstitutional. It's a violation of our constitutional rights.
So what do other countries, especially Germany, think of spying?
Well, then we have the question is, why is the NSA doing this? We have a group of spy agencies that are spending $75 billion per year with an estimated 100,000 employees. What in the world are these people doing? And part of what they're doing is spying on heads of state, Mexico, Brazil, Germany, and other heads of state, spying on UN representatives. Spying on diplomats at various international conferences. So what is the purpose of this? We're spending money on it. Why are we spending money on it? Is it ethical? Is it legal? What is the purpose of this? And then we keep coming back to this idea that they say that they're working on terrorism and this so-called war on terror, and it has nothing to do with that. They're illegally gathering data just because they can.
And at the end of the day, what would the impact be on the global economy?
We have strained relationships now with Germany and the EU, Brazil, the South American countries. So we have evidence that the U.S. government is spying not only on heads of state and individuals in other countries, but on businesses, on enterprises being conducted in other countries. So there's now, it's creating an international context of distrust rather than working towards trust and open atmosphere of communication and cooperation.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Mark Mason, political commentator from San Francisco. Thanks for your time there, sir.